Halloween was wet and windy in Kodiak this year, but that didn't stop trick-or-treaters downtown or any of the stores that set up tables and sent dressed-up staff to the sidewalk for the holiday. Beth Kaler is one of the owners of Grand Slam Toys and Games. She just moved to the new marketplace downtown in the last few weeks, and it's her first time participating in the annual tradition.
We're really excited to participate this year. We have been bringing our kids down since they were little, and they're teenagers now, and to be able to finally participate downtown. I love seeing all the little kids. We've had a couple come in already, and it's just so fun and sweet and just exciting.
Her family even coordinated their outfits for the holiday.
We've never done a family costume, and our 16-year-old was like, can we do a family costume? And I'm not going to turn a 16-year-old down.
They dressed up as Little Red Riding Hood. Their daughter was Red, their son was the Huntsman, the father was the Big Bad Wolf, and Beth was the grandma from the story. But not everyone had matching costumes. Jolene Lechner and her three kids were busy trying to hit every storefront they could.
We have a black cat. What was your guy's name? Speaker Man?
Yes, Speaker Man.
And Barbie.
Even the Kodiak Police Department made an appearance. They have an office at the harbor just across the street from the main festivities, but they were giving candy out the back of a cop car to be a bit closer to the action. Francis De La Fuente is a public information officer for the department.
It's such an awkward position that it's better to be right here with everybody, you know?
He says giving out candy for Halloween is one of his favorite parts of the job.
This is one of the best days in Kodiak. We see all the kids, rain or shine, they're all here, right? So just seeing the smiling faces of all the kids are pretty good.
Happy Halloween!
More than 5 dozen businesses participated in the celebration this year, but a representative for the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce said by phone that they're already planning to make downtown trick-or-treat even bigger next year. In line for a Kit Kat in Kodiak, I'm Brian Fenimore.